the show. Brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Training now with Petri Radenhurst, founder director at Herenia Capital Advisors. Petri, morning. Appreciate the early morning time. A while back, I'm trying to think, was it six, maybe even it was about 6 weeks ago, we chatted Bitcoin. Back then it was $32,000 a coin. You were saying absolutely it was a buy. We have now suddenly boomed to $40,000 a coin. Is this a hold? Is it a buy more? Is it a take profits?
Good morning. So I wouldn't say it's a buy more. I think that, the first sort of most important rule of short-term trading is to make sure that you manage your risk and manage your exposure. So if you did buy at 32, right now it's probably a good idea just to hold on till the end of the year. I think that this thing is playing on a sort of a longer-term four-year pattern that is repeating and has been doing so for a couple of years, well, at least 12 years. If my thesis is correct, then you're gonna want to be a seller in sort of the first or second week of December, or closer to the end of the year, because I'm bullish. I think the price goes up quite a bit more from where it is now.
Yeah, and this is, I mean, it's going to be a volatile ride. I mean, this is not a nice, smooth little, skate across the lake. But I take your point. There has been some patterns. Okay, so I'll mark that on my calendar. We'll chat to you first or second week of December, see how our Bitcoins are doing. Top 40, which has been pretty much trading in a sideways zone since the highs of all-time highs in March. It made a new high on Thursday, promptly got dumped back down on Friday. Your update you put out over the weekend, you're essentially saying that what's the phraseology here? The sort of the correct trade here is to assume it probably goes back into the range and down to sub 60,000.
Yeah, so I think it's the highest probability setup. So to define what that means, or what I mean by that, is that the highest risk reward that you can find at the moment on the Aussie is to short it, because it's been in that range. And as you rightly mentioned, it made a new high on Thursday with no fanfare, believe it or not. And then on Friday, it sort of traded down a little bit back into, sort of inside that range. And if you use the upper range boundary as a sort of a stop loss level and you short it, then you can get a risk reward ratio of something like 1 to 5 or 1 to 10, perhaps even. So that's a really high probability trade. In other words, you're risking very little to make very much. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's the most probable outcome.
Gotcha.
Right?
Okay. No, I got you. That's where the easy money is.
In which the risk reward makes the most sense. And I mean, if we look at how markets are trading now, yes, markets are mostly up, but 10 cents is down.
Yeah,
some 3%, as you mentioned, or 2.3%. Sorry. So we'll see how the day goes. 200 points up as a positive open isn't necessarily bad. There's a couple of things, I guess you could say, is working against the Aussie, where the rand is quite a bit weaker. That in itself is a blessing and a curse, because all the dual listed companies and all the offshore sort of powerhouses generally benefit from a weaker rand. Our rally also over the last couple of while has been on the back of retailers and banks and sort of local stocks. And we've seen how they've become bigger influences over the index in recent times. So I don't know. Yeah, that's the high probability setup. Whether or not it's the right call, I guess we'll find out in about 6 hours.
Yeah, we'll find out. And that stop loss, as you say, I suppose, stick it just above those Thursday highs with the Thursday close. So it's that risk-reward point. You can make a fair chunk for risking only a small amount. Petri Radenhurst, founder, director, Herenia Capital Advisors. Appreciate the early morning. The show brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.